Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Drive around town, top down, black Benz. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how is that so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right, welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we got a big night for you, man. I tell you, there's no reason to turn your TV on tonight. As a matter of fact, just throw that TV set away. Unplug it and toss it right out the window. We've got a huge night tonight. Adam Carolla is calling us up here momentarily to promote his new movie. The Hammer. And then Sammy Slammin' Salmon Phillips is coming in with one of her friends.
Sure.
We're talking about cougar dating because they're both cougars. And I only heard that term last week. But evidently it's a chick who's like in her mid-40s, early to mid-40s, and prowling around looking for some young meat. And even though I'm not the young guy anymore, we do have young listeners, and we'll set you up with old chicks. Don't flip me off, Sammy, please. You're old. You're just, yeah, you know, please. All right, folks, the man who makes more money on the station than anybody else, and God damn it, he deserves it. Let's talk to him. He hosts the morning show here on 97.1 Free FM. Adam Carolla, how are you, sir?
Timmy, how
Look
are you?
Look at you, dude. Hey, I just thought about you today because I was over, I got to work a little late, and I went over to Baja Fresh here, which is across the street. Love the food. The music, not so much.
I listen, music and desserts should not be of the country, of the food that they're serving. They should just represent the best. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, enough with the fried ice cream.
Yes, yeah. Hey, this is awesome. It's green tea ice cream that's deep fried. It's something called a churro. We have that. It's a donut. And we don't even count that as a dessert.
Right.
Listen, I here's the deal. I'll eat your Thai food and I'll eat your Mexican food. I want to hear some sticks and I want some apple pie a la mode when I'm done. Am I right?
I like in this country also where they give you a plate the size of a Cadillac filled with pasta, and then they come back 20 minutes later and they're all chirpy and go, all right, everybody ready for dessert? Dessert?
Right. Yeah, right.
Christ almighty, man. I've eaten 6 pounds of food. How much more can I handle here? And they name those big cakes. You know, the big cakes at these restaurants, like, you know, the fish places, they always call them heart attack cakes. Because heart attacks is something that affect men. But you never hear, like, ovarian cancer pudding.
Right, or huge buttery size pudding. I like the one, you ever go to, like, Arnie Morton's or another steakhouse?
Right.
And they have a souffle dessert that you have to commit to 2 days in advance.
Right.
You're not ready for that kind of pressure.
Yeah. And also, if you throw the duck in there, you're basically ordering a week before you eat.
Right. So it's like, look, if you want to go ahead and fax us your dessert order on Wednesday, we should, by Saturday, have a souffle ready for you. It's always weird when you're thinking about appetizers and the person wants you to commit to dessert, because to me, that's like committing to the kiss after the date but agreeing to it before the date. Let's see how the date goes.
Well, you know, I think it's an old person's thing. Like, I used to go back and visit my grandparents in Sugarland Falls, just outside of Cleveland. And on the way to Arby's, because older people, I don't know, they love the Arby's for some reason, we'd be driving to Arby's, and my grandmother would say, so what should we have for dinner? Like, well, we haven't even tackled lunch.
Right.
We're, you know, you're a meal and a half ahead of everybody here.
I know. That is officially nothing on their dry erase special board of life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no more messages. Everybody's died. And now they're just worried about what they're going to eat morning, noon, and night. But
yeah, when you're a meal ahead, that means it's time to eat a bullet.
Right. But But the place across the street here, again, the food is great at Baja Fresh, but they play the mariachi music or the music that
Ranchero.
They play. Yeah, Ranchero. Yeah, but very loudly, too. And
right.
It makes you nervous while you're eating over there.
But, you know, maybe they're on to something because Starbucks will play, like, the dulcet tones of Kenny G, or maybe they'll play a little 10,000 Maniacs, and people will open up a laptop and hunker down for 4 hours.
Right.
You know, you hear that mariachi music, you're out of there fast.
That's true.
I don't care if you've got a busted leg, you will eat it standing up outside.
Right.
When people are crunching when they're rocking the mariachi, everything is to go.
Right. Yeah, it's like why they have busy carpet in Vegas. So it directs your eyes towards the slot machines and not the actual floor.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if I owned like a magazine stand or Starbucks or anything like that, I would be pumping Ranchero music constantly too. Right. All right, white people, let's keep it moving. Are you going to read the entire goddamn issue of Vogue, or are you going to buy it?
Hey,
it's a natural enemy of white people. Like, you ever see in the Sky catalog, you ever see in the Sky Mall on the airplane, they
right.
have that sonic roach repellent thing. It's like you plug it in, and then they show the picture of the rats and the roaches running from your house.
Right.
That's what Ranchero music is for white people.
Right. And, you know, do you remember the time when you would be offered a free phone call if you bought some of that crap while you were on the plane?
Yeah, right.
You can actually call Earth for free and just talk to somebody if you buy, you know, a mini donut maker.
Well, because it was a novelty.
Right.
Because it was like the first time you got a cell phone. Guess where I am?
Yeah.
In your living room? Nope. Guess again. The gas station? Nope. I'm going 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, and and nobody likes the guessing game on anything. You know, you call
right.
somebody, guess who this is? I don't give a rat's ass who it is. Just
right.
tell me. Hey, but I heard you talking, and this is so great. Again, Adam Carolla is with us, but talking about Darfur and having to tune out on a lot of crap in life. And there's just too much information. There's too many things happening with the torch, the Chinese, the Tibets. I don't know. I only know about two things about all of these stories, and I can't, there's no more room for any more information.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I know a ton about Britney Spears, but I could barely tell you where Tibet is and what the problem is over there.
I know it's so sad that I could tell you what Nicole Richie's birthstone is. But today during a commercial, I was talking to Bald Brian, and I was like, what country is Singapore in? And he's like, it's its own country. No, wait a minute. Singapore's a city in China, right? They came that kid over there. No. We had to go to, like, Google Earth. Turns out it's only 4,000 miles from China.
Right.
So I don't know where Singapore. I couldn't find Singapore on a map of Asia, but I know Nicole Richie's birthstone.
You know, I used to, when I listened to you guys, you and Dr. Drew, and this happens to us occasionally at night here, and I think it's really a nighttime call. The daytime callers are onto this. But occasionally we get a call where a chick is talking to us, and you can hear the chirp of a smoke detector about every 20 seconds in the background. And I can hear it. All the people listening can hear it, but she can't hear it.
Yeah, well, at a certain point, you become more reptile than mammal. And it's at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know how your dog can sleep while there's a smoke detector going off
right.
in the same room, or while, car alarm is going off outdoors? That you just become more animal than human at a certain point, and that's the point. That's the line of demarcation.
Right. Hey, we're going to have Isaac Hayes on a little later. Is he a decent interview?
Okay.
Should we look forward to that?
Oh, that chatty Kathy. Good luck in a word in edgewise. Yeah, I had a great interview with him, I think, on Wednesday.
Yeah, a lot of yes and no's, huh?
Not even that, really. Just like a lot of, wow, what was it like working with Richard Roundtree? Well, you know. Sure, we all know what it's like to work with Richard Roundtree. I mean, we've all been there.
Exactly.
I don't know if he stroked out a couple of years back, or he was stoned, or he was drunk. I mean, you know, the guy, the last time I saw him, he was wearing a chainmail vest and playing at the Oscars, you know.
Right, yeah.
Been in touch, but I felt like I was a little out of it, you know?
No, the guy was at one point kicking ass. Hey, speaking of kicking ass, you're doing another one of these Q&A's tonight?
Ah, yes. I got a couple coming up, by the way. I have Oswaldo with me.
Wow, look at you.
Who's the co-star of the movie.
Yeah, my wife loves that guy, man.
He is, he's awesome, and he's great in the movie. We're going to be at the Burbank Cinema. Let me read it off the page here.
Here it is. It's tonight, Friday night, Burbank Town Center 8, 201 East Magnolia Boulevard in Burbank.
Ah, that's right.
There you go. After the 7:30 show.
Right, after the 7:30 show, a little Q&A, sign some autographs. You can ask whatever questions you like. And then we'll be at Manhattan Beach tomorrow night doing the exact same thing. So if you go to the website, you can find out all the stuff you need to find out.
All right, hammerthemovie.com. And also, Adam's going to be introducing the 10:05 showing tonight. So buzz out to Burbank Town Center 8. 201 East Magnolia Boulevard. You know, the one thing I remember about Ozzy that was hysterical, when you guys were doing that show where you bought your dad's house and fixed it up and sold it,
right.
and you gave one of the guys, like, I don't know, like $30 or $40 to go get food, and he came back with tacos from fast food. And you're like, no, I don't want to kill these guys. I want to feed them.
Right.
You know, these guys can't eat this crap and then go back to work in the afternoon.
Went to Henry's. The nap was invented for Mexican food. They didn't invent it for Thai food or Greek food. It was invented for Mexican food. A man can only handle so many pounds of refried beans.
Right.
And chimichanga sauce before he has to go down.
And then Ozzy shows up and cooks for everybody.
Oh, Ozzy is a maniac with that barbecue. I mean, he is unbelievable.
Now, is he getting hotter chicks since he's been associated with the morning show and the show where you fixed up at the house, or is it the same old stuff?
I would like to think he is, except for Ozzy's been married to a hot chick for like 20 years.
Is that right?
Yes, wow. She looked like she's 14.
Jesus, that's great.
The Nicaraguan blood, you know?
Wow, that's Jerry Wachowski's move here. That's 14-year-olds.
Yeah, it's a nice move. Now, she's legally of age, but it's like, it's sort of the equivalent of one of those, you know, every once in a while they get one of those 25-year-old Cuban guys to play on the Little League team.
Right.
It's kind of like that. It's like if you married that guy.
Right. Yeah, there's something still sort of odd about it. When your girlfriend, obviously she's 25, but she looks like she's about 12.
Right.
And you have to keep an eye on that guy. Because
yes.
Once the 25-year-old who looks like 12 is now 45 and she looks like, you know, she's now 19, he's going to start searching out for some new blood.
Yes, I agree. Ozzy has a beautiful young... you would be... you know, Ozzy has a very good-looking wife, and it's... You'd like your friends to do good in that department, but
right.
Not so good that it pisses you off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, exactly. And he's done it.
Yes, he's mission accomplished.
Right, and speaking of that, Corolla, now I know you're married and you got two great kids and you're very happy at home. You know, you talk about how great your wife is, and every time you go home, you get butterflies. I mean, I understand how you know how terribly in love you are, and I think that's sensational.
Sure.
But let's say that didn't exist, that you weren't married and you didn't have kids. Would it be would it be Carrie Ann Corolla?
You mean as in Carrie Ann Inaba?
Right.
Yeah. You know, I do enjoy the Asian women. I must say.
Right.
And when I say enjoy, it's like saying I love a restaurant that I've never eaten at. But I do, hypothetically, the Asians, you know, they're sort of hairless. They have the dark skin, you know.
Right.
They never seem to age. They're good at math. I mean, it's a great culture over there.
Yeah, it is terrific.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so I know you got to get going here. The 7:30 show is going to end soon. But check out Corolla tonight, Friday, April 11th, at the Burbank Town Center 8. That's 201 East Magnolia Boulevard in Burbank. And then the question Q&A after the 7:30 show, which is 45 minutes into that show. And then introducing the 10:05 show. And then tomorrow night, Saturday, April 12th, Manhattan Village 6 at 3200 Sepulveda Avenue in Manhattan Beach.
And, Tim, let me say this.
Yes, sir.
Every time I've done one of these shows, I've said it on my show, I've said it on your show, I've said it on Leo's show, and I'll say it again. You come out and see this movie, you say it gets lower than an 8. And when I say lower than an 8, I'm talking about in a sea of 2s and 3s, comedically.
Right.
If you think, in your opinion, it is lower than an 8, you call me Monday morning, I will return your money, no questions asked.
Wow,
I have put it out there now on 8 different occasions, and nobody's taken me up on it.
Is that right?
So, wow. I absolutely said it on my radio show 10 times. Every time I make one of these public appearances, I say it, and not a person has taken me up on it yet. And I put it out one more time. You come out and see me in Burbank, or come out and see me in Manhattan Beach tomorrow night. If you don't like this movie, if you like the movie, you just think it's a 7.5, I'll return your money.
Wow, look at that. Free movies if you think it stinks.
That's right. Don't have to think it stinks.
You just have to think it's a 7.
You just think it's decent.
Okay.
And I'll give you your money back.
Okay.
How about that?
Excellent, buddy. Well, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Timmy. Always a good time.
You take care of yourself.
We'll talk soon.
All right. There he goes, folks. Adam Carolla tonight, April 11th, at the Burbank Town Center 8, 201 East Magnolia Boulevard, Q&A session after the 7:30 show, and introducing the 10:05 show. And go to hammerthemovie.com and check it out.